Ladies and gentlemen, at this stage we introduce the subject himself. He is, as you will perceive, fit and well nourished. He comes straight from a night's sleep and a good breakfast, undrugged and hypnotized. Tomorrow we send him out with confidence into the world again, as decent a lad as you would meet on a May morning. What a change is here, ladies and gentlemen, from the wretched hoodlum the state committed to unprofitable punishment some 2 years ago. Unchanged after 2 years. Unchanged, shall I say? Not quite. Prison taught him the false smile, the rubbed hands of hypocrisy, the fawning greed, obsequious leer. Other vices it taught him, as well as confirming him in those he had long practiced before. Our party promised to restore law and order, and to make the streets safe again for the ordinary peace-loving citizen. This pledge is now about to become a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, today is an historic moment. The problem of criminal violence is soon to be a thing of the past. But enough of words. Actions speak louder than action now. Observe all.
Our necks are out a long way on this, Minister.
I have complete faith in Bronski. If the pearls are right, we have nothing to lose.
Hello, Heathen Durr. Who? Oh, you don't wash much, do you? Judging by the horrible smell.
Why do you say that, brother? I had a shower this morning.
Oh, you had a shower this morning. You trying to call me a liar?
No, brother.
Well, you must think I'm awfully stupid.
Why did you do that, brother? I've never done wrong to you.
You want to know why I did that? Well, you see.
I do.
And that! And this! If I don't like your life, I will charge you up! If you want to start, Tommy, if you want to start, well, you just go ahead. Go on! Please do! Go on!
I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick.
You're
going to
be sick.
I'm going to be sick. Please let me get out.
You want to get up? Now you listen to me. If you want to get up, you got to do something for me. Here. Here. Oh, you see that? Is that you? Well, I want you to lick it. Go on! Lick it!
And oh, my brothers, would you believe your faithful friend and a long-suffering narrator pushed out his red yazzik a mile and a half to lick the Grazny Vonny boots. The horrible killing sickness had whooshed up and turned the light joy of battle into a feeling I was going to snuff it.
And again. Nice and clean.
Thank you very much. That will do very well.